the glory.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. 2855 Brighton Street is the address to the church. And if you need a ride tomorrow morning to come visit us or come fellowship with us, give us a call at 561-718-2361, and we'll be more than happy to come pick you up so that you can come and fellowship with us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. Truly, truly, this is a lovely day. In spite of what my enemy says, in spite of what my enemy does, this is the day that the Lord has made, and
yes,
we will rejoice and be glad in it. And you can, we have a website at church5.com. You can send us an email at firstchurch@gmail.com and for your prayer requests, and we'll be more than happy to pray with you, and we'll agree with you and stand in the gap with you. I know there's a trying time, and this is getting to the end of the year, another year that the Lord has allowed us to see, and I thank God that he allowed us to make it this far. And if God put breath in your body this morning, then we should get up and be praising the Lord and giving God thanks for what he have done. As we look over the year, from January up to now, some of the stuff that we got in, some stuff that we went through, but it was the Lord that got us through. And I thank him.
And on that note, too, it was for our growth, Apostle Whitaker.
Yes.
You know, I really thank God for this day because, you know, when I look back over the year to see where we came from and where we are now, we have truly grown.
Yes.
And I thank God for all, even all the people that have came into our lives and that have touched us so sincerely and that he connected us with. Next week is Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes. Next week is Christmas. And
we're celebrating the birth of Christ.
Yes, and we want to thank all our listeners and all our church members and all our friends and family members for being with us and celebrating this year. And we are here to getting ready to celebrate Christmas. And we need to know the real meaning of Christmas. I think that we don't got too commercialized with Christmas. I think that we got too much, and we really forgetting about the real reason why we celebrate.
That's
I know we supposed to, you know, it's a joyful time, but yet I think that we are really missing the point. And I still trying to figure out what the white snow have to do with Christmas. And a song says that, you know, it ain't Christmas if you ain't not with the one that you love, or what they got to do with Christmas. Amen. So we need to get back to the principle, the main reason why we are celebrating Christmas. I know some people say, well, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. He was born in April. He was born in March. To me, it really don't make a difference what day or what month that he was born. All we know that he was born.
That's right. There was a reason.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we celebrate every day?
That's Jesus' right. Birthday. Every day is Christmas, right?
And I'm quite sure somewhere down the line, we will get it right. Amen. We won't be able to miss it, but yes, we need to be able to understand why we are having this celebration and why we are calling it and say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and we bring gifts to each other and joy and show love. But that's good, well and good. But yet we still cannot forget about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the main reason why we are here today. He is the main reason why we are living today. And he is the main reason why we are serving, going to church, and we turned our life over to Christ because of Jesus Christ. And it was a purpose and a plan that God had set from the beginning. Even when Adam and Eve was created, guess what? God had already set this plan for this time and this day. So if you go to Isaiah chapter 7, and we want to look at why there is a the reason why we are celebrating Jesus Christ's birthday. There's a reason why we are celebrating Christmas. There's a reason why we shall celebrate every day as Christmas. Every day we shall celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who redeemed us, who shed his precious blood, who took all our sins upon his shoulder, who died on the cross, who took what we supposed to have been able, took the punishment that we would deserve, but yet the Bible says that he did not mumble a word. He did not say a word.
He said a mumbling word.
And Isaiah chapter 7, it talks about Ahaz, who that God had sent a word through the prophet Isaiah. And that they was having some problems with Syria and Ephesus. And they was coming against those. And so that God would say that he was going to take care of them and he was going to rebuke them. But yet and still, he asked Ahaz to for a sign. So God said, you know, ask me for a sign and I'll give you a sign. But Ahaz figured that it was not right to tempt God and to ask God for a sign. So then God sent the word back through the prophet and told him, say, well, then I'm going to give you a sign myself. And verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that Emmanuel means, and when you interpret Emmanuel, it means God is with us. And we thank God that he is with us today. Amen. So that was a sign that God was given, that a virgin. So this is a sign that Jesus Christ was getting ready to be born, that he was going to be the Redeemer. He was going to be the Savior of the whole world. So it is because of Jesus Christ why we are still here today. It is because Jesus Christ why we are have eternal life. And it is why Jesus Christ says that I am the doorway, I am the bread. And there's no other way that you can get to the Father but except through me. So everything must go through Jesus Christ. And this gives Jesus the right to speak what he says. This is why Jesus tells us that I am the way. Because he was born of a virgin. And a virgin is a young lady that knew not no man before she got married. So this was an act that the Holy Spirit impregnated a young lady that was chosen by God. She had favor with God. So now Jesus Christ. So this is a sign. And we see the sign. The sign was given to us. So we should be able to celebrate Jesus Christ. We should be able to believe upon Jesus Christ. We should be able to do what Jesus Christ had called us to do. Amen.
Amen. You know, since God came, since when the Holy Spirit impregnated this Virgin Mary.
Yes.
Jesus came for two reasons.
Yes.
That was to save.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the lost my train of thought.
Yeah. He was the Redeemer.
He was the Redeemer. So that means that he wanted all of us to be saved because it was something that man could not do. So and we was not worthy of doing. So in that point, he had to send somebody else to fulfill the Old Testament.
Yes.
The laws of the Old Testament.
Yes.
Because of the mm-hmm. sinful ways that in which we were living.
Yes. Yes, because of the word of God says that he loved us enough and that he wanted to make sure that we have a way back to him. So what he did, he created a way so that we can be reconciled back into the Father. So it was Jesus Christ who, when our relationship was broken with God through Adam and Eve, when our relationship was not right with God, so it was Jesus Christ who stood in the gap. It is Jesus Christ who bridged the gap between the Father and us so that we may have a way so that we can get back unto the Father. So we want to thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. So now the sign was given, And we should be able to know the sign, because the sign was made in the flesh, and the sign did dwell with us, and the sign was among us, and we saw the glory of the sign. So now, if we go to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "For a child is born." Yes, it is. "And to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." So now, a child is born. So now we shall be able to understand that God gave his only son. His only son.
Yes, he did.
Just for me and just for you. So that we may be able to have access to the Father. So now the Father allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to be nailed to the cross. Come on, somebody. Because of what we did wrong. Because of how we disobeyed God. Because of how we turned away from God. And how we was not loving God. We were chasing after other gods. We were chasing after other things. But yet we forgot that it was God that led us. Come on, somebody. Out of the land of Egypt when we was under bondage. So now here's a father that truly loved us just enough to sacrifice his son so that we all can have this access unto the Father. So why not serve a God that loves you just that much? Why not? Why not turn your life around because of a God that loved you just that much, that he was willing and able. And not only that, but his son was willing and able to lay his life down just for you and I.
He was a supernatural wonder.
Supernatural. Just for you and I. He had the ability to pick his life up. He had the ability to call a host of angels. But yet and still, because of the love that he had for us, because of what the Father had promised, and we know that the word of God shall always come to pass. So now we are in a situation now today where we are having a Christmas, but seems like we're forgetting all about the main reason why we are having. We want to celebrate and bring toys and bring gifts to everybody else. But when the last time you brought a gift unto Jesus? When was the last time you sent Jesus a Christmas card? When was the last time that you wrapped your present and put Jesus' name on it and put it up under your Christmas tree? Come on, somebody.
Well, I can't put myself under that tree.
But we sure
but can. I can give myself to Christ.
Amen.
That's the gift that I have.
Yes.
To offer Christ,
yes,
this morning.
Yes.
What about you?
Yes.
Who do you represent?
Come on now.
What kind of gift do is God worthy of you? Giving all that you have.
Yes.
That spirit of excellence within yourself. Giving that to him as the perfect gift.
Yes.
Do you know, I think he would be pleased with people that would just offer themselves,
yes,
to him. To sacrifice themselves. Yes. Because he sent Christ to sacrifice for us. Why can't we sacrifice ourselves for Christ?
Yes.
Why can't we say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What will you have me to do today for you?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, giving is good. Loving on people is good.
Yes.
But do we offer people to come to Christ? Do we extend ourselves to say, hey, you know, through the love that I'm showing you, there's a gift that God requires from you through the love that, yes, I'm offering you.
Yes. And we know that Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice by being nailed to the cross. Why can't we make that ultimate sacrifice and give our life to Christ? If Jesus took the punishment that we deserve, so why can't we show the love that he deserved? Why can't we walk in righteousness and holiness? Why can't we show love towards one another as Jesus commanded us to love one another as I have loved you? So if Jesus was willing and able to do what we couldn't do, I don't think that it's right for us not to make that ultimate sacrifice, not to sacrifice our life and giving it back unto the Lord, because it was such a great sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. There's no other sacrifice that we can do but give our life to Christ. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how much money you give to the church. I don't care how many people that you feed. I don't care how many people that you help cross the street. But the ultimate sacrifice is that you must give your life to Christ, so that Jesus did not die in vain. But what we forget, Jesus is not coming back to be nailed to the cross again. And sometimes we act like that God owe us something. He don't owe us anything. We owe him something. That's and right. What we owe him
is our life.
It's our life.
Soul.
And what God is asking us to do, I think, is a great thing, because he's asking us to live and have a better life than what the world is trying to tell us. So we got to be able to know and be able to do what God has called us to do. And that is to live holy and live right and treat each other right. That's all God is requiring us to do. Love each other. Get about the color of the skin. Get about the nationality. Get about how somebody look, but treat each other as sisters and brothers. And we are one big, happy family. That's all God wants. He wants his family back. That's all he wants. He's looking for his family back. And some of us are like the prodigal son. Come on now. We done left. We got our inheritance. We done went out, spent all our money. But yet we are too ashamed to come back home to the Father. But let me tell you, I wasn't ashamed. When I spent money, I know where to come from. So somebody need to be running back into the house of God right now and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I'm ready to make that ultimate sacrifice. I'm ready to sacrifice my life. I'm ready to give it back to you, Lord. Lord, here I am, because I want to be back in the family. Mm-hmm. And one thing I know about God, no matter how much you disappoint him, no matter how you do, he's always there with his arms open and ready to receive us in a moment, in a time, in a second. All we have to do is repent, come on, and turn around and be wholly sorry that we are sorry for what we did. Make up in our minds that we're going to live and serve God. And guess what? Come on back. This is the reason why we are having Christmas. I celebrate every day as Christmas. I celebrate every day that Jesus Christ was born. I thank God that he was born. I thank God that he died for me. I thank God that he rose. I thank God that his blood was shed. I thank God that I have an opportunity. Come on, somebody. Everybody have the opportunity. But we must be in a position so that we can grab hold to that opportunity. Nobody is left behind if you take that opportunity. But it's up to you to grab hold to the opportunity. And now, if we're going to celebrate Christmas, let's celebrate it in the right way. Now, ain't nothing wrong with giving gifts. Ain't nothing wrong with just giving gifts.
There is a statement in Matthew, verse 16.
Yes.
And it reads, And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary.
Yes.
And with whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And in my study section, it says here, the virgin birth of Jesus is safeguarded in the genealogy. Notice the word beget is used of all the names down to Joseph, but then the statement is altered. It is not said that Joseph begat Jesus, but rather that Joseph was the husband of Mary,
yes,
of whom was born Jesus.
Yes.
Then here in verse 23, he says, bring forth a son. The prophecy of Isaiah of the Old Testament. See, when Mary brought forth that son,
yes,
it meant something.
Yes, it did.
And I like when he said that the genealogy, it changed, it, yes, shifted, because Jesus could not be, he had to be pure. So therefore Joseph, he could not be contaminated by man,
right,
because of what Christ stood for. So in the relationship with Christ, even though we are born again Christians, we have to come what? Become pure, pure at heart, pure at mind, one body, one mind, one soul. So when we give ourselves to Christ, we are his, we become his bloodline, his DNA.
Right. DNA.
So therefore, oh, I forgot my thought.
So in other words, what you're saying is we need to change our DNA.
We need to change our DNA.
From the human DNA into the spiritual DNA.
Exactly, because of who we represent now. We are not representing mankind, even though we are still human.
Yes.
But our thought pattern has to change. We have to become more Christ-like in the way we think and the way we do things and even the way we see people. We have to get on the level of the person that we're trying to reach, because we cannot be so holy that we can't be able to reach people that are, that we're trying to bring them into Christ.
Yeah, because see, what we need to understand, when Jesus Christ came and died and rose and left, and it says that he gave us the power to become the sons of God. In order to become the sons of God, that means that our DNA from the human aspect has to be changed into the aspect of the spiritual DNA, because we know God is a spirit. And the Bible says we should worship him in, what, in spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth.
So in order for us to go through that DNA, so that means that we had to be born again. Not of flesh, or come on somebody, but we got to be born of the spirit.
That's right.
In order to, for our DNA. If I'm not mistaken, you was a nurse, but I know from what they tell me that when a man and a woman have an intercourse and they get a baby, the baby takes on the DNA of the man, not of the woman. So when the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary, come on somebody, it didn't take the DNA of Mary, which was human form, it took the DNA of God, which was the spirit form. So now, our DNA, come on, our makeup need to be changed. So in order to change our makeup, that means that we had to be reborn, and our body had to be remanufactured all over again. So in order for this DNA to take effect, that means that our mindset, our attitude, our heart,
and
our emotions have to change. We have to get on to the spiritual level of what God is saying. So now we have to leave the human nature, our human aspects, and our human reason, and get on to the spiritual reason. And that's why a lot of us are still in the human aspect, but we're not on the spiritual level that God really wants us to be. Come on. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, for that. So we got to be able to change our DNA in order to become the sons of God. But yet we need to understand that we do have the power to become sons of God because of Jesus Christ. So now he has made a way and gave us a way that we can come out of our human nature, oh, come on now, and get right into the spiritual nature.
That's right, exactly.
And guess what? And it don't take long. Twinkling, winking, a blinking of an eye, you can be changed. Come on, somebody. But yet and still, in order to be changed, that means that you have to have a mindset. You have to have an attitude. This is something that you must want to be changed in your body in order to get that DNA. So now we know that the child was given, and the child is born, but the son was given. So yet and still, we need to understand that this is why the reason why we celebrate Christmas. This is the reason why we go to church on a Sunday or the Saturday or Monday or Tuesday, whatever day that you want to go to church on, but yet you go to church and you begin to worship and praise God. So this is why we are called Christians, which really is we are called the sons of God. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. If you say you are a real child of God, that means your DNA has been changed.
That's right.
We I'm take no on longer that old person.
We take on that divine form.
Come on now. No longer the old person.
That's right.
That's why I said that we got to kill the old person and you become a new creature. Come on now, when we are baptized, but we are baptized into the spirit. So there's a transformation. There's a change that come about when you're being baptized into the spirit of God. So yeah, when we baptized, come on now, then that DNA begin to make up and to make us new and make us whole again. Oh, I like this. Because the Bible says when we're made, we are made whole. Come on now. So we are new. We don't think the way we used to think. Come on now, we don't walk the same way we used to walk. And I'm just figuring this out because of our DNA.
That's right. That's right.
We take on the form.
We're new creatures in Christ.
Christ. So I got a mindset like Christ. I think like Christ. I got to walk like Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on now. But that's yes, sometimes the world can't receive us because they can't receive the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says.
Exactly.
So that's why they have a problem with us. Come on now. That's why they call us, you know, sometimes we too spiritual. Not I'm too spiritual. My DNA has been changed. I'm not on the same level that you on. And one thing I know about God, he ain't never came down to our level. We always got to go to his level.
His level. And once we realize that and stop trying to compromise,
yes,
and be like the world only because we, you know, we're trying to gain certain assets,
mm-hmm,
and trying to build ourselves instead, yeah, of doing allowing God to build us,
mm-hmm,
to take on that form, to take us to that next level.
Mm.
We try to do things ourselves. So we need to begin to realize whose we are, yeah, in Christ in order for God to get the glory out of our life.
So in so many words, we are a child, then we are a son who's given, and we are sons who's given to the world. I like that.
Thank you.
Ooh, yes.
Given to the world.
We are given to the world.
To be an example.
That's right. I want to. My God. My God.
Stand up. Be proud of who you are.
Okay, this is Apostle Brandon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located at 2855 in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Give us a call at 561-71823 if you want to arrive to come visit us tomorrow. And here we go. This is our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
I hear the voice of one cry. I hear the voice of one cry. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear the voice of one cry. I hear the voice of one cry. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight his path in the wilderness. Let his light shine. Let his light shine in the darkness.
at your reign.